At Arizona State University, we're bringing world-class education from our globally acclaimed faculty to you. Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university, online. That's a degree better. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. My name is Emeka, and I'll be interviewing a variety of professionals in the real estate industry to help you get 1% closer to your goal of buying your next real estate investment. My goal with this podcast is to show the world that regular people like you and me can buy real estate to build wealth. Today, we have Victor Lopez. Mr. Lopez is a seasoned investment professional with experience in diverse facets of real estate investment management. Over this time, Mr. Lopez has found numerous companies covering all aspects of real estate. Mr. Lopez possesses broad understanding of investment strategies, including background working with clients to assess risks and successfully execute investment strategies. Over the years, he has shown a proven track record of securing new businesses, raising capital, and obtaining sustainable revenue streams. Let's listen to Victor. All right, Victor, you want to tell the world a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Victor Lopez. I have a firm called Central Bridge Capital based out of Orlando, Florida. Very straightforward. I mean, I've been in real estate probably full-time for 5.5 years. I started out wholesaling, fixing and flipping. But now, you know, we're doing multi-value add properties here in Central Florida.
Oh, cool. And you say you've been doing it full-time about 5 years. So what were you doing before that?
Before that, I was working in the corporate sector. After graduate college, I went down, lived in Miami, worked in sales, did investment banking. I knew that that wasn't for me, and that's not what I wanted. So then I moved up here to Orlando. I always knew I wanted to be in real estate, but I always knew I never wanted to be a realtor. So I kind of learned. I got my feet wet in a hotel. I worked for a company, kind of learned the ins and outs, and then I kind of opened up my own shop, and then everything from there is history.
Oh, cool. And did you look at any other investments? Like, was it automatically going to be real estate? Did you look at, like, crypto bonds or any other kind of asset class to kind of help you get going?
For me, it was very clear that, you know, I've always wanted to be in real estate. You know, I've seen all the fix and flip shows on HGTV and all that, so I thought that's what I wanted to do, and that's kind of when I first went in, what I, you know, wholesale and fix and flipping did. So that's where I got my feet wet.
So what your experience between wholesaling, flipping, and all the other adventures you've done, which one's been your favorite so far?
To be honest, I enjoy where I'm now, you know, hunting down deals on the whole family side. Definitely suits me better, kind of, you know, my background, what I enjoy doing. I love talking to people, you know, that build the business, and that's what really multifamily is in the day. So I like the numbers, they're bigger. And yeah, I mean, I really enjoy what I do right now.
That's amazing. And if you were to start all over again, would you do anything differently?
Yeah, I would probably jump into multifamily right away. I wouldn't go, you know, the hard way, try to learn. Fix and flips and wholesale. I mean, that's great. That's a good entry level way to get into it. But knowing what I know now, you know, I'd rather do the hard part first and just, you know, jump right in and, you know, really spend a lot of time underwriting deals, putting my team together, kind of just networking and how to get some good deals done.
No, I love that. And what is your goal or what is your vision with Central Bridge?
Yeah, so we want to be fully vertically integrated in the investment firm. So we want to have property management, construction, you know, the whole nine yards, everything in-house. We want to be our number one client. So for us, it's just to build probably $1 billion multifamily firm. So that's my dream. That's what I'm working towards. So one step at a time. And, you know, right now where we're doing is with acquisition. So that's kind of my bread and butter. And that's really what we focus on.
I love that. And you said one step at a time. So when it comes to, you know, the next 2 years, What is your next 2 year goals, especially with the climate of the economy right now?
Yeah, within the next 2 years, I definitely want to be in between, you know, 2 to 4 acquisitions here in house, whether it's a syndication or a JV deal. So being that, you know, my bread and butter is acquisition, finding the deals. front and center to a lot of deals. So I feel that, you know, kind of where the market's now, it's a little bit stale, but I think there's a lot of things that, a lot of new opportunities are about to come to market. And, you know, I want to be front and center of those. So I think, you know, we can actually, you know, with the right partners, do around 2 to 4 deals in the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think, you know, there's going to be some special opportunities coming in? What are you seeing that makes you say that?
So something that we've been tracking here internally is, you know, all the debt that's about to come due. So I definitely see a lot of that debt coming due. We see a lot of groups, you know, having a need to sell where they can't wait a lot longer. So that's where the relationship with brokers, with owners, in my market is going to come in key, because I do think a lot of these assets will be traded off market. But that's a huge opportunity for new investors or people to have, you know, best relationships with brokers and owners to come in and kind of take advantage of that opportunity.
No, that's beautiful. And whenever you got into it, like, were you just studying, you know, were you just studying daily, listening to podcasts, reading? Where did you get most of your knowledge and education in real estate?
To be honest, man, just experience on the phones. Kind of went in, you know, knowing zero about real estate, and then kind of learning, you know, how to underwrite deals, how to look at deals, formulas to use to make an offer. I'm sure I started, you know, in the residential space, but very quickly I did start wholesaling, you know, actually mobile home parks, believe it or not, where I got started in the commercial space, and I learned about cap rates, you know, how to underwrite deals, how everything kind of gets calculated on the commercial space. So just kind of learn on, you know, being on the phone, talking to sellers and buyers. That's where I really gained all my experience.
Do you have any highlights of, you know, the most, or the biggest lesson that you've had, you know, big hiccup that kind of, you know, made you who you are today?
Yeah, I mean, I won't get into the names and details, but I remember back in the day, you know, when I first had my big $1 million deal on the wholesale side. It was a mobile home park that we came across in Orlando. We got it on the contract, we were ready to close. And we were on the contract with the fund. At that time, the fund was doing their diligence, and right at the finish line, they had to pull out because the environmentals came back that, you know, since they're a fund that had investors, they couldn't close the deal. So they were back on the race to find new investors closing the deal. So bottom line, I really learned, you know, is learn to have capital up front, learn to have investors, have those conversations forward as you're hunting deals, or before you're hunting deals. So by the time, you know, when you lock up a deal, you don't have to be in that point where you're chasing the capital. I like to be in the point, you know, where I have the money first or while I'm doing it, and then I can go out and find my deal so I know exactly what I'm looking for, you know, and kind of what my capital is.
No, cool. And this is the wholesaling business. So whenever you're calling these owners, how are you getting these owners to give them or give you their property? What are you saying? What are the questions that you're asking?
Yeah, mainly of the backstory, you know, it all starts very, you know, rapport building with sellers. So most of these guys I can see on my hand that we've owned it for numbers of years. We're just having an honest conversation. It's selling even on the radar, you know, are they realistic where the market's at? I love to hear the whole backstory. Sometimes I go to a property and shake their hands, you know, was it passed down? Did they build it themselves, you know? So the whole backstory is what kind of gets me in the door. And then, you know, we really start the conversation to see, you know, if there's a potential sale down the road. So just having an honest conversation with them, seeing, you know, understanding, you know, how they built the business, how they got into it, and just seeing, you know, going from there.
No, cool. And what are you telling the novice investor right now, the person who doesn't have any deals, no experience, but they want to get started tomorrow?
Digest as much as you can. Learn. Be in the right rooms. I mean, nowadays, you can literally have, you know, donating a coaching program out there. Obviously, I think I'm in the greatest coach program of all, but besides that, it's just, you know, really, you know, don't be afraid to just get your feet wet and just go out there, you know, and hunt deals, learn about the industry as much as you can, every aspect of it, property management, you know, underwriting, sales, really just go out, like, as soon as you know what you want to do, just go out and do it. I think we're living in a time, you know, where you can literally do anything you put your mind to. I'm a big believer in that. And like I said, it's just, you know, I don't think with all the massive education we have with, you know, YouTube University, all the podcasts out there, it's very easy to get started. Go in, take massive action.
Why don't people get started? I feel like we've all seen, you know, we all heard all the people who are trying to say, yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that, but this. or I don't have time. What are you seeing out there that, people are telling you why they can't get started?
One, I think it's analysis paralysis, the whole dream theory, they're gonna wait for the right time, the right moment to get started. Something, they're gonna wait till they have enough money saved. And then I think second of all, it's fear, right? Sometimes when you think of a big, hairy goal, that's very fearful. So sometimes, our family or friends are the first ones to install that upon us. So I think those are the two major things that really prevent people from getting started.
That's amazing. And you briefly kind of went over it, but what is your deep reason of why you're in the real estate, right? You have these big goals. Once you achieve them, and then what? Are you going to keep doing it once you achieve that goal? Or what's your motivation? What's your purpose?
No, absolutely. I mean, my biggest why, the whole reason why I created Central Bridge and being behind Central Bridge itself is, we bridge the gap is to create legacy wealth. For me, I came from a single mom. I saw a lot of, I saw, I was first front and center, to a lot, what a lot of investors were doing, especially in the commercial world, where they're being able to create massive portfolio, massive wealth, the kids, the grandkids are taken care of. So I said, huh, how, what's, what is the fastest and best way to do that? And that was multifamily real estate. That's why I got started. So my why is definitely is, get my feet wet, have a track record, but create the legacy place. So eventually, I mean, right now I'm doing, value add multifamily, but I want to be in the space of wealth preservation. So I want to know, perhaps down the road, tackle those class A assets that can leave legacy wealth. And I don't only want to create legacy wealth for myself, but for my investors and my partners. And that's really what I'm out there to, building that for my firm.
No, that's amazing. I love that. And a lot of people don't, I think a lot of people just think, real estate is get rich quick, right? Get rich tomorrow. And that's definitely something that people don't understand. It's a long term, especially when you're talking about, legacy and wealth. You're not going to get that in a couple days, a couple months, or not even a couple years. It takes the hard work now, but the consistency of that hard work for the days and days and days to come. And with that said, what has been the hardest aspect of your journey in this real estate class?
So I think the hardest aspect is this, probably doing your first deal, getting that first deal on the contract. But when I think the biggest thing is the biggest odd is, you think everything's against you, the market, the financials, raising the equity, finding the deal. It's just the time that it takes to get a deal in this industry. I think that's the hardest aspect, but at the same time, that's what I love because it literally does. For me and what I see happening is weeds out the weeds. So this is definitely a field where you have to think long term with long vision. Many people come into industry thinking, hey, I'm gonna make my first couple million in the first couple of years, and this industry slaps you in the face because that's not the way it works. So that's that's the biggest challenge is, staying in the game, doing the actions every single day in, day out, learning every day, and when it gets hard, to keep on going. Again, that's the biggest challenge, but that's also why I love multifamily real estate.
Well, if it was easy, everybody would do it, right? And the barriers to entry is one of the main reasons why I kind of like multifamily as well, is because it's hard, right? You got to solve problems, and not everybody can do it. With single families, there's so much out there where it's like the barriers to entry is small as long as you can find the money to get the deal closed. But multifamily is not exactly the same.
Can I touch on me as well, with a single family, you can go out there, invest in a couple houses, build a facility by itself. But what I love about multifamily is that team aspect, right? You're going to need to really do this successfully, even for a long game, you have to create a good team. And, that's, I think that's also a barrier to entry to getting into this field is, having the skill and the vision is, build a team of partners around your weakness. That's where I really see the massive success coming in, with the good investors in the industry.
Well, how are you able to find your team? Where, if I don't have any friends who are in this in real, who is interested in real estate like I am, what are you doing to find the right partners for you?
To be honest, I'm going out there. I'm putting my vision out there to everybody. I meet, I shake hands, I meet brokers. I'm in masterminds, I'm in real estate investment groups. But to be honest, I'm letting the world know what I'm trying to build, why I'm trying to build it, what's my vision, And I'm really trying to align myself, you know, with the team champions. So the easiest way to do it, you know, especially in the industry, you know who's transacting, you know who has a track record. Just go out there, shake hands, let them know what your vision is. And before you know it, you know, you can start some of the teams or people that are behind your vision. That's what putting together teams all about.
If you were to start all over, you'd go straight to multifamily. Are you going to be telling that to someone who else is just getting into it? And if they want to go strictly into multifamily, what is the first action that they should be doing?
Yeah, I mean, I know for many people, definitely many people say, you know, start with the easy, but again, go ahead, start with the hard. I mean, it takes a lot of years, you know, for you to really hone down on your skill in the multifamily game. So if I was to do myself, tell my younger self that, is to, you know, start young. That way you have that path to really learn industry, learn how to run the rate, you know, learn how to raise equity, learn how to find deals. Because coming into multifamily is going to take a couple of years to really get going. So why not do it while you're young? So that's exactly 100% what I would do. And it, I mean, yeah, you're young, you're starting out. I would just get myself, you know, a second job or a second source of income. But I would definitely go into straight into multifamily, knowing what I know now. Obviously, I went the digital path where people go, you know, wholesaling, single family. But again, now that I have, you know, that I've kind of been through that, and I know, you know, the bigger goal, the bigger vision is, I would have loved to start a multifamily.
With that, we're going to go to the next segment of the show where I ask everybody the same three questions. Question number one, if you could recommend two books for the aspiring investor, what would they be and why?
Oh, this is a hard one. I would probably say Rich Dad Poor Dad. But again, you probably heard that over and over and over again. But I think that gives you the biggest, you know, principles, the fundamentals of entrepreneurship, right? It puts your mindset in that stage where, hey, you know, I'm going to go out there and be an entrepreneur, you know, assets and liabilities. And I think, you know, as basic as it is, we're not taught that in today's future. So that's definitely one of my favorite books. And then I'd probably say my second book is Choose Your Enemies Wisely by I'm blanking out now, Patrick McDavid. Very good book. Again, he's a self-made entrepreneur. And I think it's today's day and age, you know, how we look at entrepreneurship. It gives you definitely, you know, a good roadmap.
I love that. Two, what has been the most impactful speech or lesson that has helped you in your career?
So the biggest lesson is, don't get discouraged by mistakes. If you're not making, if you're not failing or making enough mistakes, you're probably not trying hard enough. So that's the number one lesson. And the second lesson that I really learned is, you know, the harder the goal, probably the better the outcome and, you know, better the work that is chasing that goal. I think a lot of people, you know, we're used to, again, like we talked about earlier, having that instant gratification of, you know, fast success. But I think the biggest lesson I've learned is, hey, if something's really, really hard, you're probably on the right path. So stick on it, and eventually, kind of everything's going to pan out.
If you can have dinner with anyone dead or alive, who would it be and why?
This is a good one. I'll probably say Albert Einstein, to be honest.
Well,
one of the most, you know, probably scientists of all time, knows all the principles. And again, I think after science, there's a lot of valuable things that you can put into today's culture, and a lot of explanations why we are the way we are, right? The human being is a very, very interesting creature. So he's one of the great pioneers, you know, that really studied science. And I think it would be really interesting, you know, to really sit down and have dinner with him.
If you can give three quick actionable steps to someone to do today to get them 1% closer to their goal, what would it be?
Number one is to shake hands. Shake as many hands as you can. I don't care what industry you're in. That will always get you closer to your goal. Number two is put yourself in the room where people are where you want to be. That's the easiest blueprint, you know what I mean? And number three, whatever you're doing, take massive action. Massive action. Have a daily plan, a monthly plan, a year plan, and you take action on that. And I think those three things, you're going to get real, real far.
Well, Victor, thank you so much for coming on the show, and I hope to have you again. How can people reach out to you if they have questions?
Yeah, I mean, you can always reach out to me via email at victor@centralbridgeholdings.com or via LinkedIn. It's probably the best way to get a hold of me. And just message me, and we'll hop on a calendar, and then, you know, start getting a conversation going.
Well, thank you. Until next time.